Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Very concerned about spam calls because we are, I don't know about you, a lot of you have messaged confirmation of this. I have seen an increase over the last while. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I thought we shouldn't be receiving these spam calls because, and not only that, is I think they are getting worse. What about the legislation about, around the Protection of Personal Information Act, POPIA? I thought that was meant to give us some protection. Joining us this morning is Achmor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney. A very good morning. It's been way too long. I'm hoping you're well.
Morning, Howard. Indeed, I'm well and nice speaking to you again.
Nice chatting to you. So what is going on? Why are we getting so many spam calls? I thought that this was all meant to be dealt with.
I think it is a bigger picture, and it is actually surprising that you and your listeners are reporting an uptick in these spam calls, because finally the regulatory landscape is coming together, Howard. We've now got the Do Not Contact list that the National Consumer Commission has announced that they're busy setting up. And I don't know to what extent your listeners are aware, but you can log on to their website and then register your number on this Do Not Contact list.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even aware of that. So that's good to know.
Yeah, more than that, it also requires now that all direct marketers will be expected and, in fact, obliged to register with the National Consumer Commission as well and then check on a monthly basis whether your number is on that list to say, do not contact me for direct marketing. So that brings, and what when I say the regulatory landscape comes together, that then nicely dovetails with the POPIA legislation on direct marketing.
So, but in other words, there is something that we can actually do to assist this.
Indeed, and it becomes your responsibility, my responsibility,
and I think that's
each
important.
Of the listeners' responsibility.
I love this because, like my listeners, I love to complain, but tell me to do something, and who's got time for that? But I think that is great. Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you were saying?
No. I think it is wonderful that it all
comes
together. That list is finally established. But we need to realize one thing: we are very quick to say, in certain instances, yes, contact me for something, and then on the other hand, we complain when we get calls or messages. So this is a bit of an anomaly, because POPIA says if I'm a customer of a business, they allow to contact me.
Right.
Or if I've opted in, I consented to this. While I've got this do not contact me under any circumstances list with the National Consumer Commission. So I think there's going to be a bit of confusion for a while to sort that out, but more so, you're not going to register direct marketers overnight, because the National Consumer Commission themselves say they estimate that there are roughly 55,000 direct marketing entities in South Africa. So this is not going to be sorted out within the next week or two. We're looking at later this year for everything to be in place.
And that website, where would people register?
It's the National Consumer Commission's website.
Right.
So they can just Google it and log on and find the relevant links on that.
If you do receive a spam call and you actually answer it and speak to the person, is there something you could say there about contacting you that should make a difference?
Well, one would expect it to make a difference. But no matter how many times you tell people, thank you for the call, but please remove me from your list. I do not wish to be contacted. Lo and behold, you'll receive another call from another call center agent in a week's time from exactly the same topic. So you know, I've tried that. I've tried to be polite and I've said, please remove me from your contact list. I do not wish to receive these calls. And that is something one can do, because in terms of papier, you've got that right. You've got that right to do so. But you raise a very important point, Howard. Going forward, if you've registered yourself on this do not contact me list with the National Consumer Commission and you are still being contacted, that then also brings us back into the arena what that you said, it's very easy to complain, but when we expect some to do something, we're a bit more reluctant. But then once you've registered on this list and you still receive the calls, it becomes your duty to keep a number of that, the record of that number where you've received the message or the call from, actually yourself collect as much information around it and then lodge a complaint about it. That's the only way we're going to, over time, address this, because we will empower then the National Consumer Commission to investigate these issues and take steps. And, you know, one might think, ugh, it will be a waste of time, but that's not the case at all. They've got very, very strong administrative fine powers and abilities. So that investigations do actually, they do bring the results and positive outcomes. So over time, we will be able to address the ills that you are so aggrieved with, and your listeners, and myself too. I always say, please stop phoning me at 8 in the morning and offering me funeral cover. Worksmiths provides me with funeral cover. You do not have
And to phone me one more time. It'll be you who needs the funeral cover, right? Oh, that is absolutely, that's absolutely brilliant. It is 7:30. We do need to leave it there. But I think that is so important. There is something that us complainers can do about it. Let's make sure that we do. Let's enforce what actually is a legislation and what actually is a system that has been created for this very, very purpose. Achmo Berger-Smit, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorney. Thank you for that conversation.